בכבוד. בדיוק במשך. פרשת חוקת. פיזיקס פרשה starts with the laws of the red cow. The red cow was already given to us 3 days after we left Egypt. We had no water, and then we got to Marah. The water was bitter in Marah. And Moshe threw a tree into the water. And then the Torah says, Sham Sam Lechok Mishpat Vesham Nishau. Hashem already told us the laws of the red cow down there in Marah. Nevertheless, we didn't find the laws until this parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed. This is one of the last mitzvot that we have now in Chumash Bamidbar. And the Gemara tells us that the reason for that is because the next paragraph after the Torah tells us the laws of the red cow, the Torah jumps from last week to this week, I don't know, maybe 35 years. Now we're at the end of the journey. And to emphasize it, this is a new generation now. The old generation, the sinners, they don't want to go to a cell to die. This is a new generation. We got to Kadesh, Atamot Shamayam, Latika Versa. Miriam died, and she was buried there. Says the Gemara, the reason why Parashat Chukat starts with the laws of the red cow, that the red cow is called Kapara. Hatat. It's a Kapara. The question is, why is the Kapara? But it's called Kapara. Says the Gemara, likewise, the red cow is slaughtered. And they're going to burn it. And they're going to take the ashes, they're going to mix it with water from a spring. And sprinkle on a person that went to a cemetery, touched the dead person to purify him. And says, likewise, Mikat Tzadikim Chaperet, this me, Amozet Tzadeket, she died. They tell you that she is a kapara too. Likewise, the red cow is a kapara, Miriam is a kapara. Miriam is a kapara. What's a kapara? The Torah just told us it's a new generation. To go into Eretz Israel, sinless people. So we don't need a kapara, we need a kapara for. And also, Miriam is the last person to die because of kapara. Of course, she's a tzadeket, but still the Gemara says none of the ladies died in the desert. Only men died. All the ladies entered Eretz Israel, not one. Miriam, says the Gemara, she died, but she died with a kiss. Says the Gemara, Moshe and Aaron and Miriam died by Hashem kissing them. Also, even though it's not nice to say that Hashem kissed a female, because you should know the truth. That's how holy she was. Hashem kissed her and she died. Mitat Tzadikim, the Gemara says. It says, what is the Kapara? What is the Kapara? Why Miriam? And you say she's a Tzadik. There are other holy ladies over there. None of the ladies died in the desert. So why Miriam? Miriam, she has to die and buried in the desert. No monument, you don't know who Miriam is. But you go to Sinai, she's not the Sinai. That's a good question. She's probably on the other side, in Jordan. Not far from our probably. Probably not far. It's a good question exactly, where is the Kaddish? Good question. But she is the dead. She is dead. What did she do? What did Am Yisrael do? Continue the Torah says that since me, I'm dying, there's no water. Well, it says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us three presents. The well b'zchut Miriam. And the cloud b'zchut Aaron, and the man b'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Torah, since me, I'm dying, my man, there's no water. Says the Gemara that while Moshe and Aaron were sitting in Shiva on Miriam, Aaron told Moshe, look, so many people are coming right now to pay us condolence, comfort. Moshe said, no, you don't see the way they're walking, they're coming to complain to us. So what was the complaint? Lama ze litnu mi Mitzrayim. Why did you take us out of Egypt? And we're going to die over here, we and our sheep. And you brought us l'makom hara hazeh, to this bad place. Lo mekom zera, you cannot sit over here. Tina bagefen v'rimon. Three things: fig, grape, and a pomegranate. She said, excuse me, I didn't take you over here. You don't remember what happened? He came out of Egypt, go all the way to Israel. And your parents, your father, complain, and we got stuck in the desert. Well, the Gemara says, well, they go around a little bit, so maybe that's what the complaint is. But again, they say they want a seed. They need to have some figs, both figs. How about avocado? They want to have a grape, they want to have a pomegranate. By the way, those are the three items the Meraglim brought back from Eretz Israel. And also the question is, why the Meraglim had to bring those things? The Torah tells us information. The Meraglim came back, they had Eshkol HaNavi Mechad, Mina Tienim Mina Rimonim, one fig and one pomegranate. I said, why do they have to know what the Meraglim brought? What did that mean? And they're complaining over here. You cannot. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? They're right. Why are they right? They're wrong. They're complaining. Every time they complain in the desert, Hashem was upset. This time, the Gemara says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, get up from Shiva, go, give them water. What I want you to do is, I want you to go take your stick and speak to the rock. So the Torah tells us, Moshe went with Aaron and they gathered Aram Israel, excuse me, in front of this rock. Says the Gemara that Moshe spoke to a rock and this was the wrong rock. And in the meantime, Israel in the text screaming to Moshe, Aqua, Aqua. So Moshe said, and so called lost himself, told them, you are always not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they are the new generation. Hid the rock, the first time blood came out. And then he did it again, water came out, and everybody drank. Says the Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you listen to me. You didn't do Kiddush Hashem. You didn't do Kiddush Hashem. You can't go to Israel. You're not going to bring Am Israel to Israel. You didn't do Kiddush Hashem. I said, what has to do Eretz Israel with me hitting the rock? I did something wrong with my hand. Maybe I should have a rest on my hand. Maybe I have to go. You know, maybe Hashalom, something has happened to my hand. What has to do going to Israel? What's the punishment? Has any connection with the sin? Okay, so? No, the major sin. What major? The Gemara said, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said like this, look, I want to tell you something. See, the big difference, if you would have spoken to the rock, Am Israel would have seen it, and they would say like this, look, a rock is a dead item, doesn't get punished, doesn't get a reward, and listens. Of course, we should listen. And you, so-called Moshe Rabbeinu, by hitting the rock, did not let them understand that concept. So, this Chilul Hashem. First of all, you know, they said the Rav Mibrisk was Beit Halevi. And the son, genius, of Chaim Avrinsk. One time he woke up in the morning. He told him, Chaimke, he says, Chaim, get up. Your Yetzer is already up. So the boy was a genius. He said, you know why? Because my Yetzer does not have Yetzer. That's why he's up. I have Yetzer. I'm going to sleep a little bit longer. What do you mean the rock listens? The rock is not Yetzer, of course it listens. He said, you should have learned with the rock. What should I learn from the rock? The rock listen? Of course the rock listen. What does it mean? Isn't it a best height? You don't say, listen, the rock doesn't get punished. It doesn't have the reward. So, I should what? I should worship Hashem to get a reward. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot said it's a major mistake if somebody worships Hashem in order to get a reward. You shouldn't think for a second, I put tefillin, I put tzitzit, I keep Shabbat because Hashem wants to grant me something. No. No. You shouldn't. What I said, it's a sin. Slowly Shema. There's something wrong. So Hashem wants me to think that Iraq doesn't get a reward, so of course I should listen in order what? To get a reward? Not to get a reward. Not to think to get a reward. And again, the question is, what is really the sin? Okay, so I did not cause, if I may say, that Am Yisrael will listen. I don't know why Am Yisrael would listen. So, I mean, miracles Am Yisrael saw. They saw splitting Yam Suf, and they saw all the miracles in Egypt, and they saw everything, and still they didn't listen. Still they didn't golden calf. They did the golden calf, they did the spies. They complained 2 weeks ago, last week they joined Korach. So what do you think? Moshe is going to hit the rock and they're going to change. Everybody says, oh, from now on, for sure. It's not true. Satan is running the world. Gemara said Hashem regrets he made the Satan. Yitzhak. Gemara says, like Hashem regretted he made the Arabs. Hashem regretted he made the Iraqis. Hashem regretted he sent us to exile. Hashem regretted he made Yitzhak, says the Gemara. Four things Hashem regrets. So, what do you think? If Moshe would have spoken to the rock, all of a sudden we'll get better? Why? Why get better? Why after Yom Tov, we just got out of Yom Tov, the Gemara says, we start to complain. What's going to change? Because you see, Iraq, what's a miracle? That's a miracle. Splitting Yom Tov was a much bigger miracle. The Ten Makot in Egypt, much bigger miracle. Still, we didn't listen. But maybe it's somehow. Hashem knows it. Then we told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's your problem. Why did you create your terror? Let me tell Hashem this. Atah sibot alibam choranit. Ha kamel. Let me tell Hashem this. What do you want from those innocent boys? Yes, they want to be good. Every Jew is a good person. Yitzhak doesn't leave him alone. Now, Moshe can go to Israel. What did he do? In the next episode in the Torah, the Am Yisrael complained about the man. What Torah says, Nafshinu katsa b'alechem makloke. I think that's Moshe, I want to tell you something. We don't want this man anymore. Moshe says, what's the problem? The Gemara says, Am Yisrael told Moshe, listen, we have a plumbing system inside our body. The person eats, he has to discharge. And he told Moshe, what do you think? If somebody doesn't go to the restroom, eventually what's going to happen? You end up in a hospital. There's no such thing. He says, we eat the man. The Gemara says the man was swallowed by the limbs, nivla by Evarim. Everybody just ate man, did not buy any other food from the peddlers that came around, didn't use the restroom. So, Hashem did it on purpose, right? And those days the Gemara says they had to walk outside the camp. Rosh Parsaot, you cannot just even go outside. You had to go behind all the way in the back. Hashem had mercy on us. This may be one of the reasons. Hashem had mercy on us. But the truth of the matter is that we did not have to go to the restroom. So we came to Moshe and said, listen, Moshe, we had a problem. Is there any other insect or a creature that goes to the bathroom? The Rav says, yeah, there's one, mosquito. From all the creatures around the world, only mosquito that doesn't go to a restroom. Doesn't discharge. Rav Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, we're going to bust. Hashem said, what did he say? You're going to bust. Snakes are coming. The Gemara says, snakes are coming. I said, snakes, he spoke the first Hashanah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. He told Chava Imenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ate from that tree, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create this world. We call America the big boom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jealous at you. They said, oh, you don't eat from me. God is afraid of you. You're going to be God. He said, Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, you said Lashon Hara. I said, Lashon Hara. I said, the wine is excellent. But let me go to the restaurant. Some of the years said, another reason why the snakes came. Hashem said, look, the snake, any food that he eats, he loses the taste and it does taste like earth. And the Gemara, the Midrash said, look, Hashem said, look at the snake. He doesn't complain. So every food that he eats, transferred, being so-called changed into earth in his mouth, and he doesn't complain to me. You, just the opposite. You have man, and any taste that you want to have, you have it while you're chewing on the man. You just have the opposite of the snake. Let the snake come and let him bite you. Excuse me. The snake doesn't complain because the snake is punished. What do you mean? How can you compare me to a snake? I said, you see, the snake doesn't complain. Why should he complain? He's in jail for a reason. He convinced Chava, he tempted Chava, he touched Chava, Hashem cursed him. He said, every food should taste like sand. Okay? So Hashem said, how come you people, what me people? I did not do any sin. I just complained. I have a right to complain. Because my planning system is blocked. I have a blockage in the system. What is to do with this thing? Anyway, Torah says, Am Yisrael came to Moshe, screamed to Moshe, please pray to Hashem, we've seen the snakes are biting us and we died. So Hashem told Moshe, you know what? Go make a metal snake and hang it in the air. Whoever is going to be bitten by a snake should look at the snake, and the metal one, and he'll be healed. And Torah says, Moshe made a snake, and the Zohar said he never made a pole to hang it. But Hashem told Moshe, Moshe hung it in the sky. The snake was follow the Am Yisrael in the desert. It was in the desert on the west side already of Eretz Israel and crossed Eretz Israel. And stayed in Eretz Israel, was in the air, like a helicopter all the time, until Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Then they took it down and they broke it because Am Yisrael started to bow down to it. Said, it's a statue, look, it's years and years in the sky. He says, excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu, why do you have to make a metal snake? I said, Shir Ramalot, you know? I said, Mishibarach in the Torah. What's the necessity to have a snake? You know, a snake? He says, what if a snake bites you? Yeah. Come Chachamim and tell us the following. You know, it's a special thing in the Torah. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go speak to the rock. So the first Tuesday, Hashem created this world. He told earth to produce trees. The tree and the trunk and the branches should taste like the fruits. Earth did not do it. In the text, in the Torah, to say aretz, etz pri yoseh pri lemino, is that wrong? But to say aretz, Etzpri. But just fruits. Hashem was very upset. This was Tuesday. Now fruits are out. Now Hashem creates Lama Rishon on the first Friday. And he brings them to Gan Eden. He tells this one, you see the fruits? From all the trees you may eat. Don't eat from that tree. I said, we have one of them, it's called Ola. Ola means somebody has in his backyard in America also. The tree gives fruits. The first 3 years, not allowed to eat the fruits. The fourth year is called Netarava, it's not a halacha. But the first 3 years, he cannot have the fruits. That's Israel, in America. In America, the difference is in America, Safek Ola Muta. Nasser Safek Ola Asu. If somebody is in the backyard, the tree has to wait 3 years. That's a mitzvah, 613 mitzvah. Of course, it's true. Adam Rishon was before Hashem gave us the Torah. Still, the Gemara says Adam Rishon was a sign by HaKadosh Baruch Hu by an angel. They taught him the whole Torah. Eventually, he taught it Chanoch, and then Chanoch taught it to Noach, Noach told to Shem, and Shem had Yeshiva, and Yaakov went to the Yeshiva of Shem Va'ever, learned everything. They knew everything, but they weren't obligated yet. It was like a wisdom or something like this. They knew in the future we'll have it, but still no obligation. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaShon, you know what? Go to Gan Eden, eat. He said, listen, it's only 3 days old. But it's all. The same thing is about Noah. When Noah came out of the Teva, the Torah says that Noah had a branch of a vineyard, he planted it. And grapes grew, same day, and then he squeezed them, he had wine, he got drunk. He says, Noah. So Gemara says, Noah lama Torah. Noah lama Torah from Chanoch. I says, there's a mitzvah to wait 3 years. How did it happen? What does it mean? It's a miracle. Come to Gemara, I want to tell you something. The water of the well of Miriam in the desert for 40 years had so much energy that people seated where the tent was, instantly, only 4 kind of trees, pomegranate, a fig, and a vineyard, and apples, grew instantly, immediately. The whole time in the desert. Likewise in Gan Eden. Likewise what Noach did. That actually Chachamim said that mitzvah of all that wait 3 years is a mitzvah that Hashem gave us as a correction for the sin of Adam HaRishon that ate from the tree. Zohar says Adam HaRishon should have waited not to eat from the tree until Friday night. And if he would have waited and would have eaten it on Friday night, he would become a Mashiach and we would be in Olam Haba. Gemara says he had no patience and he ate it before. Likewise, says the Gemara, Bat Sheva was designated for David HaMelech, Mishu Shetimei Bereshit, Ela, Sheachala Paga, David HaMelech took Bat Sheva before the time. He waited, Uriah would have died, Ariel says he was a snake, it was a goy that converted, it was a snake. Says the Gemara, says the Zohar, Hashem gave us a mitzvah to wait 3 years. It's called Ola. I says, you know why? Because Hashem said, listen, try to correct the sin of your great grandfather. He didn't want to wait. You show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you wait for a tree. He did not wait. He ate from the tree. Hashem said, look, before Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, as Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the trees on Tuesday, Friday Hashem told Adam HaRishon, how about it? I says, I don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Of all the trees, you don't have to wait. I said, Dad, don't eat. This is why Hashem didn't tell him. Hashem had a plan. He should eat from the tree at Sadat on Friday night. After the Mabul, it's the same concept. The world was washed out from the sins. The Tevat Noah says the Zohar was like Gan Eden, Olam Haba. Now, you come outside, this is the new world. The new world, it means you go back to Adam HaRishon before you from the tree. Come to Gemara and says, look, in the desert, really, on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the commandments, says the Gemara, Paskal Zohar Matan, we got back to the stage of Adam HaRishon before he ate from the tree. Then we did the golden calf, so we fell down. But actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left for us the cloud and gave us the man. And actually, the water of the well of Miriam also, the Gemara says, had the same energy as the man. Any taste of a drink that the person had in his mind, tequila was tequila. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. Any taste. The same energy. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared us to Olam Haba, to go back to Gan Eden. And as the Torah tells us, look, I'll tell you something. Since there's a new generation now. The generation is coming, they're going towards Israel. All the old generation said the Torah in the text, dead. Okay. Miriam died. Say, Miriam died? What happened? Rabbim say, Miriam died to have kapara to Chava in Yilu. The disaster of this world was Chava. And Miriam is going to correct Chava's sin. And she's going to be the kapara to start now the new generation as brand new generation to go to Eretz Israel. I thought, my wife is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Comes the Torah and says, since Miriam died, there was no water. No water, Am Yisrael came to Moshe, listen, Moshe, you got a problem. So Moshe said, what's the problem? He said, I tell you, Moshe, as long as Miriam was alive, we seeded seeds of fig, grape, pomegranate, or apple, grew right away. Now they don't grow. You know what it means? It means we go backwards. It means we were so close to Olam Haba, because that's going to be in Olam Haba. The Gemara says trees will blossom and grow and produce right away, and you can have it right away. It's no Ola. The Ola was fixed. It's going to be fixed. Even though some say, well, we don't know exactly, but assuming that this mitzvah of waiting is to correct, Olam Haba, everything is already being corrected. The Gemara says, La'atid lavo, mitzvot betelot la'atid lavo. The Gemara says, the mitzvot will be cancelled, you don't need it. The mitzvot were given to us to become better people and to correct the sins we did. Whatever you mean, Olam Haba, you don't need corrections anymore. The Gemara says, all the mitzvot will be cancelled. You mean not tefillin, not tzitzit, nothing. We pull them on Hanukkah, maybe. That's it. Maybe Yom Kippur. It's a celebration. That's a kapara. You don't need kapara no more. So Am Yisrael came to Moshe and said, listen, Moshe, why take us out of Egypt? He said, you don't understand. We're going backwards now. Things don't grow. Therefore, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go. They're right. Go give them water. But Moshe, I won't tell you something. You got to speak to the rock. I said, why have to speak to the rock? I'll tell you why. Because the first, you, Moshe, and all of Israel, we were created from contaminated material. Hashem made us from earth. That earth did not listen to Hashem. It means somebody is going to use a second quality material to build something. The product is going to be second quality. We are second quality. It's not our fault. It's Hashem took sand, and that's what Torah tells you the story. That Hashem took some sand, some soil, and took some water and mixed it, and here we are. I said, here we are, second quality. That's the problem. And that's our problem. The earth did not listen. That's why we don't listen. We don't listen because of earth. So, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, I want to tell you something. I want to show you something. You go down to the rock and you talk to the rock. And you see it's going to listen. A rock is a piece of earth. It's a piece of the surface of the universe. I mean, the rock should not listen. Now, if you would talk to the rock. It's okay, it doesn't matter. I like it. If you would talk to the rock and the rock would listen, then we'll have impact on our bodies because we have the same material. And the Gemara says, the Gemara said, you should know, earth is connected. Sechachamim, look, we also connected because we part of earth. And if earth will listen, it's the first time earth will listen. Then people will listen. Then finish with Olam Haba. And when Moshe did, he hit the rock, so called, earth didn't listen. The rock didn't listen. So we don't listen. Because Hashem said, you can't go to Israel because Israel is the place of Olam Haba, you begin to listen. Continues the Torah. So this Moshe, you can't go to Israel, forget about it. And the Torah, look. All of a sudden, I'm still complaining about the man. I said, listen, we don't go to, you don't use the restroom, we're going to bust. She said, snakes. What snakes? What snakes I do? Well, I'll make place with you. But you said the man is not good. What's the Lashon Hara? I didn't say, I said, no. What did you say? You said the man is not good for your stomach. Let me explain to you. The Gemara says, Chachamim says, Olam Haba, there's no food and no drink. And the Gemara says, you're going to be no Olam Haba. I'm going to be Olam Haba with my body. It's Chiyat HaMetim. The dead ones will rise. Hashem will rejudge the world. Whoever has enough points is going to stand Olam Haba. It's going to come to Rambam, come to Gemara. Ein achila ein shtiya. I said, how do you survive? Man. So Gemara says, Lechem Abedin Machalish. The angels being fueled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, with man. And the man came down, it's like rain. Rain is really gas in the clouds. There's no rain in the clouds. It comes down, it becomes rain. Just the Gemara, the man is the same. When the man is coming down to earth, it becomes man. In Shamaim, it's fuel. That fuel, Hashem uses to fuel the angels. The angels run, of course they cannot can run without it. The Gemara says, no, you should know. Hashem made a system in Shamaim. There's gas stations upstairs also. The price is always the same. This is Hashem, lived here, man inside. We say, that's no Olam Haba. The Gemara says, no food, no drink in Olam Haba. With our body, no, how are we going to survive? Man says, man. I says, look, now we're there, we're going to Israel. And I'm saying, we don't want man. We don't, I don't. What do you mean? That's a problem. Let me tell you something. Where is the snake? Is Mr. Snake there? Mr. Snake is here, listen. He's the one that caused the whole disaster. So you have to remember what happened. What happened? You were in Olam Haba. Yamashon was in Olam Haba. It was almost Olam Haba. He would have listened. He didn't listen because of the snake. I says, you're in the same situation right now. You go make yourself a snake. Hang it over there. Am Israel going to look? Whoever is going to look, he'll survive. Comes the Mishnah, and I said, listen, these two episodes, they read in the Torah. First, Amalek fought with Am Israel. Moshe was on top of the mountain, raised his hands. The Torah says, Moshe raised his hands, we were winning. He put down his hands, we were losing. So the Mishnah says, what do you think? What do you think? His hands doing the war? No. And Am Israel saw Moshe on the mountain, raising his hands and looked in the sky. They devoted the heart to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Chachamim, look, Amalek is going to be destroyed before Bet HaMikdash, when Mashiach will come. The Amalek came to fight with us. You have to understand, he came to fight with us. It means this is the stage of Olam Haba. I said, why? You know why he came? The Gemara says, because we didn't study Torah. So what happened? The Gemara says, Rafu yedehem min ha'Torah. We didn't study. We didn't study, Amalek came. I says, who is this guy Amalek? Amalek is the grandson of Esau. Who is Esau? Esau was born with a tattoo of a snake on his thigh. Esau is a part of the snake. Amalek is part of the snake. It says, Amalek destroyed Second Bet HaMikdash. The Romans are Amalek. The Zohar says. The Gemara says. Amalek. It's not Romans. Romans are grandchildren of Amalek. I said, look. This is the Mishnah. Look. It's a war with Amalek. He says, what is a war with Amalek? It means you don't study Torah. I says, what's the problem with studying Torah? That's not that you don't understand. Because in Olam Haba, you're only going to study Torah. As somebody, the Gemara says, doesn't study Torah, is the biggest in the world. Keshem she Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The Gemara says, learning Torah is the biggest, wasting your time is the worst. I don't do no sins. I just read New York Times. So what's the big deal? What's the journal? I read, you know, only clean literature. The Gemara says, that's the worst sin in the world. Why? Because if you have available time, you got to study. Why? Because the Gemara says, if you study here, it shows that you're interested in Olam Haba, you can learn Olam Haba. If you don't study here, so you think you do business in Olam Haba? Why are you going to come to Hashem? I don't know Olam Haba. What should you do? Olam Haba is Daf Yomi, is Gemara, is Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch, Rakia, in the Shemaim. He says, you go upstairs. Is Matat going to teach you Torah over there? Hashem is going to teach you Torah. You want Olam Haba? You don't study, Amalek comes. Who is Amalek? The snake. Grandson of Esav. Who is Esav? The snake, the tattoo. Snake on his thigh. Ma says, Moshe prayed to Hashem. Raised his hand. When he raised his hand, Am Israel were winning the war. Ma says, Moshe said, what do you think? Moshe's hands doing the war? So Moshe says, no. When they saw the hands of Moshe high in the sky, Moshe was on top of the mountain. Moshe was very tall, over 20 feet. I said, he raised his hand. So everybody said, where? Oh, it means Hashem. It means Hashem, it means Olam Haba. So I'm Amalek came because I didn't study. Because if I don't study, it means I don't say a statement to Hashem. I understand the world was created for Olam Haba. Says the Mishnah, what do you think of the snake in the sky here in this parasha? Second episode, the Mishnah uses. What do you think? Just looking at the snake, you're going to be alive. Hashem said, when you looked at the snake in Shamayim, it's like when you looked at the hands of Moshe in the beginning of the journey. We came out of Egypt and it says, Dan, we looked, and we said, Hashem. What's Hashem? He said, remember the snake. So what did the snake do? What the snake did destroyed the opportunity for Adam Rishon to be Mashiach to be Olam Haba. That was the problem. And just tempted mankind and ate. Hashem doesn't care. See, Hashem cares if he ate from the tree. But this was the test. Yes, Olam Haba, no Olam Haba. And this is what Mishnah says. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go hang the snake. So you can say Shilam Alot. Shilam Alot means nothing. By the way, when I was young, about 100 years ago, and every medicine was a picture of a snake. Today they don't believe in this yet. It's a new generation. They remember that all the medicines when I was young, you bought a medicine, was a snake. What a snake. Who made this thing? It's the last thing I want to look at the medicine to see a snake. But you see, the Gemara says, all the sicknesses, all the trouble that a person has, is because of the snake. Of course, the explanation is, I'm here, I'm not in Gan Eden. No. That wasn't the problem. The problem is, the snake closed the door for Olam Haba for us. That's the problem. The Gemara says, if Hashem come, Hashem will slaughter the Satan. Of course, the snake is the Satan inside. I says, that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, no shir amalot, no mishim berach. I says, you hang a snake in Shamayim, no one will get harm. No one. That's the medicine. You go by medicine. I says, on the medicine, it says a snake. I says, what is this? It says, to remind you that you got sick is because of the snake. It reminds you what the snake did. It destroyed so-called the concept of immediate Olam Haba. So when the whole parasha runs, it says, this is Torah starts, Parashat Chukat, as is the red cow. What's the red cow? The red cow is to purify a person that if he went to a cemetery or he touched a dead man. He says, what do you mean? What happened? Somebody died. He says, somebody died. How did somebody die? Somebody died. You know why? Because the snake. Because the snake convinced Chava and Adam to eat from the tree, and then Hashem gave them the punishment. You died. Afarat al afarat ashuv. The whole thing is the concept, this Olam Haba, the whole thing. And that's the Torah starts. Look, the Torah first tells you, listen, I won't tell you about the red cow, how to purify yourself from the snake. And then the Torah tells you, this is Miriam died. I says, this is also because of Olam Haba, because of Chava Imenu. And then the Torah tells you that they need water. It says, why? Because we want to be like in Olam Haba, like in creation, that everything will grow right away. That's actually why Hashem told the Meraglim, and Moshe told the Meraglim, bring from Eretz Israel those things. Bring, says, only grapes and pomegranate and a fig. What? Moshe, my name is avocado. What's wrong with pear? There's plenty of fruits. No, those three in Kabbalah, they so-called the tap that show connection to Olam Haba. And that's what in the desert, all this grew plus an apple tree, because apple is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ketapuch v'atzayah Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is like an apple. We as well, part of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we are, the Gemara says, compared to apples as well. It says that is a message. I mean, say always this parasha falls just Chodesh Tammuz. I says to tell you, Chodesh Tammuz is a time that we should have to Shabbat Shalema, have the kapara for the snake. The Olam Haba and Rabbi Nami. Thank you.